Good morning and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios. This morning, I have with me from Quality Buick GMC Cadillac of Alton, I have Bill Irwin and Cody Stevens. Welcome, fellas.
Howdy, howdy.
How are you guys doing this morning?
We're very good.
Good. Yeah, you look bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, that's for sure.
It's a nice day outside.
Yes. Now, Bill Irwin, little guy, little just, Bill. Is that what your nickname was, little Bill?
Wee Willie.
Was it really? Wee Willie? Yes. What are you, about 6'8"?
6'8".
6'8", and feeling great, right?
Certain days, yes. Certain days, no.
Yes. Kind of a famous basketball player from Jersey High back in the day. When'd you graduate?
I graduated in 77.
Ah, how about that?
And that's many, many moons ago. And I wouldn't say I'm a great legend, but I played a little ball in my time.
Oh, yeah. And we actually played a little bit ourselves in the City League.
And you fouled me all the time.
Well, I had to.
I know.
Because, you know, you had a foot reach on me. The only way I could do is hack you away so you could keep from scoring.
Got to do what we got to do.
I know. And Cody, third generation Quality Buick.
Yeah, third generation. So, yeah, my grandfather started back in 1958. So it's been a few years.
The year I was born. You were born a year later.
Yes.
That's right, Bill. Okay. Really? Back in 58. So did he start in Alton?
Yeah, he was downtown Alton on the down on Broadway when Broadway was the hot spot in Alton.
Yeah.
And then right across from the refineries. And then he started as an accountant for the dealership, which it was Oldsmobile. And then when he started into it, it was Oldsmobile shortly after it switched over to Pontiac. And then that was back in the day when the manufacturer would actually approach you and say, hey, would you please sell our product? Rather now, everybody fights over it. So, they came to him and he said, yeah, sure, I'd love to sell Pontiacs. So then he got into the dealership.
But you said he started off as an accountant.
An accountant. Yeah, he's a CPA and then he switched over to.
Oh.
Yeah, so he was working for the dealership as their accountant.
And he ended up buying the place.
Yeah, so that's how he went into it.
Now, how old was your dad then?
I don't know what year my dad was born. I guess I can do the math. He's 71. But then whenever my father came into it, he was like 19, 20. And then he's done for 50 years. And he's still around here and there, but he's taking a lot more time off than he used to.
Yeah, so he's got two boys?
And then boys. So I'm down in Alton every day. And then brother Chad is in Jerseyville here at the Quality Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealership that we just got a few years ago.
Now, I guess you grew up in Alton. You went to Alton High, or where did you?
I went to public schools in Alton. And then high school, I went over to St. Louis.
Okay.
But yeah, I grew up in Alton my whole life. I moved away for a few years, but then came back.
Did you go to college and take business classes and all that?
Have an accounting degree.
Accounting degree?
Yeah, mainly because of my grandfather. So, yeah.
Good with numbers?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, I finished up at SIUE. So.
Okay. How about you, Bill? I know you graduated from Jerseyville, and then you went on.
Born
in Kane.
Went to McKendree, played basketball down there.
Did you have a good time down there?
I've been known to. there's some of the places still remember me when I walk in the door.
So. Oh, that's cool.
Then I came back. I started selling. I sold insurance and then sold jewelry. And then for the last 25 years, I've sold cars.
Yes. Well, and you sold a lot of cars over the years.
We had real good luck, and then we went through some different rough times. We had 9/11 we had to deal with. We had the crash of 08.
Oh, yeah.
Then we had COVID. Then we had the chip shortage. But all in all, it's like every time you turn around, they kick us and we get back up and start all over again.
People still want to drive cars.
You got to.
They got to drive cars.
Area.
Yep. Got to have a car. Now, I have Brenda's got some cousins that live over in London, England. Mm-hmm. Right. And they do really well. I mean, he's an economist. He makes some good money, but he doesn't own a car. They don't have cars over there, but they got no place to park them.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say, a little easier to travel around.
Yeah, they just travel by bus and train, but yeah. Not so much here in the United States or here.
It doesn't work out. The MCT bus only goes so far.
That's right. So, you guys, you're here today because you got something that others around here don't have, and that's handles the Buick, right? Buick. Correct. And Cadillacs. Buick Cadillac? GMC?
GMC.
That's right. Tell us about, what about that Buick? Why is that Buick so special?
Go ahead.
I think the biggest thing, I've been selling Buicks for 25 years. And when you get in a Buick, it's quiet. It's comfortable. It's when you get in and get everything set, it's almost like sitting in your front living room in your reclining chair, and it's drivable. It's quiet. When you shut the door, we always have that test when they say, well, we're going to go up and try such and such brand. I said, when you get there, I want you to take this door, and we shut that Buick. And I said, you hear that sound? I want you to try that same sound when you get up there. And it's just a different total build. It's built for comfort. It's built for luxury. And it's built for quietness. Mm-hmm. And they're priced right. That's the big thing.
Yeah. Do they get decent mileage at all?
It all depends. I always tell everybody it depends on two different things. One, their driving habits. So if their foot's a little heavy on the right side and they come out of there like they're a race car driver, yeah, your mileage is going to go down. But you got the four cylinders. You even got now with this Invista, we've got a three-cylinder inline that gets, what, 35? Is that about right?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, you'd just really be surprised.
35 miles a gallon.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty good.
You'd really be surprised the power out of it, too. Everyone is. I always tell the salesmen, I said, make sure, don't tell the people the engine side till after they drive it. Because I said, after they drive it, when you say, well, it's a three-cylinder engine, they're like, oh, my gosh, I can't, it drives just like a six-cylinder with all the power. So yeah, I said, save the surprise till the end because, you know, some people get caught off guard when you say three-cylinder engines. But it's not what you think. It is plenty of power. And that's becoming more and more common now that eight cylinders are gone, six cylinders are getting to be very few.
Why is that? What's happening? Cylinder. What's happening?
Demands of the government on fuel efficiency.
Oh, I see.
So, but you also now with the old days, the four cylinder was like a lawn boy engine. It would go pop, 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 pop. Now you get in it like he said. We always take you out on 255, get you on and off the highway. Mm-hmm. When that four cylinder turbo kicks in, you better get ready because you're going to be going 80 miles an hour before you know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And it's just the technology and the, the fine tuning of the engines and everything else like that.
Everything switched over to turbos. That's a new thing. Everything's turbocharged.
I mean, they've had turbos for a while, though. I mean, turbos been around, but they've kind of perfected them. Is that it?
Oh, yeah, a lot. That's what a lot of people get thrown off because the turbos of the 80s and 90s were no power at the very beginning.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden they peaked and you had huge amounts of power and then it would die out towards the end as you're working through the RPMs. Yeah. But now it is completely smooth from beginning to end. You'd absolutely not even know there's a turbocharger on it unless somebody told you.
Can you explain to the listeners what actually a turbocharger does to a car, to an engine?
Oh boy, we need to bring in some mechanics. Let's see, difference between turbocharger and supercharger. That's why I get mixed up. I think turbocharger brings in fresh air and forces it in. I think a supercharger actually brings in exhaust and forces it through, but it just forces more oxygen into the engine to allow
into the cylinders.
Correct. So that way it can explode more powerfully and create more power than what would be if you just let it come in through your air intake like most vehicles do.
Now, is that turbocharger, is it running all the time or does it just kick in and kick out?
It revs up and down when it's needed. So when you're just normally cruising, it's barely doing anything at all. But it's not until you really want power, then it revs up and will start forcing the air into the engine.
I got you. How about, are they making an electric Buick?
They're going to make an electric Buick starting, actually, it's a model year 2025. That was one of the things everybody was hearing up here, that Buick was going to go all electric. They're going to not do that till probably at the end of the decade or into the next decade. I don't really think it's ever going to go completely all electric. I think we'll still have the internal combustion engine. But that was the reason a lot of these dealers got out, because General Motors was saying, you've got to have to get ready for the electric vehicles. Well, we've already done that with the Cadillac and the Hummer, mm-hmm. we're set and ready. Mm-hmm. So bring it on, let's go. But some of these other smaller dealerships, you know, it's a lot of money to get it set up for everything because you have to train your mechanics. You have to set up your charging stations. What else you got?
I mean, charging stations are the biggest expense. That's why a lot of the dealers have bowed out on the, you know, moving on to the future. And it's, you know, the group of actual Buick dealers is getting smaller. So
yeah, I think they've now got 47% yeah, of all the dealers in the nation.
Yeah, almost 50% have decided that they aren't going to make the investment for it because it is in the hundreds of thousands to half a million to a million, depending on whether all the power is in your area is the biggest factor. So, yeah, there's just some people who or some dealers that have decided not to make the large investment. But with us having Cadillacs going to be 100% electric, and then, of course, Buick and GMC, we already have the GMC Hummer, which is all electric. So we already have that. But mainly for Cadillac, we did.
The Cadillac, you say it's going to be all electric. When?
All.
When?
About four more years.
Four more years.
All electric.
But that could change.
It definitely could.
It could change depending on what the government wants to do.
And too. Government, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because isn't that the force? Isn't that what's going on?
Oh, yeah. That's, you know, really why it's all happening, yeah. is just because, I mean, of what we're being pushed towards. But
right.
Cadillac, it's a little bit easier for the higher-end cars to go all electric because it is more expensive. So it's easier for the high-end manufacturers or brands to be able to swallow up that cost rather than the guys who are trying to be the cost leaders. But we're, like I said, we fully got set up because of Cadillac, and Cadillac was the same way. About 50% of their dealers in the nation all bowed out when it was time to make the huge investment, and which has helped us. Half of the dealers in St. Louis are not Cadillac dealers anymore, and then same way, 50% of the Buick dealers around us are not Buick dealers anymore. So we are becoming a very select group, and so we're trying to change our business and curtail things to be, you know, better service providers to everybody that just lost their local Buick dealer.
Mm-hmm. How long has Buick been out there?
Oh gosh, I don't know the history of that.
That's over 100 years old. I mean, hell,
a Buick's over 100 years old. Wow.
Yeah. To me, whenever we first bought out the local, so our dealership, my father more orchestrated that than my grandfather, but he bought out the local Buick dealer in Alton. And so when we bought it and we brought over their inventory, at that point I was probably in my upper 20s, maybe 30, but it was not an exciting line. It was just more catered towards an older group and
grandma and grandma.
And yeah. And then, so I looked at that and I thought, oh man, I don't know. Is that really what we should have invested in? But it's crazy. The last few years, it has changed so much that now it is actually one of the lowest age groups of buyers. So we get lots of people buying them for their kids. This new Invista starts at $24,800. We haven't had a new car, much less a Buick.
And make sure you say well equipped.
Well, it is, yeah. Power windows, locks, remote entry.
And the top of the line one goes off at 31, and that's heated seats, leather, heated steering wheel, and sunroof.
Wow. So we just have not had anything like that since we were just Pontiac. I mean, that is an amazing price point to be in, especially to be a luxury vehicle. So we are really excited, and that is our best seller right now, is that new Invista.
Invista, okay. Now the Hummer. Tell me about the Hummer.
It's cool. It's huge. And people, it blows their mind that it does not use one drop of gasoline. So
it doesn't?
No. So it's all electric. All electric, all 10,000 pounds of it. So
all Hummers are now, I mean, the new ones are all electric?
Correct.
I'll be darned.
You need to try it out, Chris. I mean, you talk about throw you back in the seat. You hit it, it's going to go.
1,000 horsepower. So, yeah, it's...
How far can you go?
340, I believe, is the range on
340?
That. 340 mm-hmm. miles. So you're about where you would be on a full tank of gas. And actually, for a vehicle that big, you might even be a little bit ahead. Because I'm sure if it was gas-powered... You'd be at 12 miles per gallon, would be my guess.
Yeah, those things are huge, yes.
It's a monster.
Weren't those copied off of off of military vehicles, the Hummer?
Yeah. That's how it started. It was the actual military Hummer, and Arnold Schwarzenegger bought the first one, and then everybody else thought, well, if he can buy one, I want one. And so that's how it all started, and I think fuel economy shut it down. I think that's why they made it. It was General Motors' first all-electric car to come back out was a Hummer, but I think it was just to blow people's mind to think that manufacturer went away because it had horrible fuel economy and nobody could afford to drive it, to now it doesn't even use any fuel. So,
That's a big switch.
Yeah.
Well, fellas, you got anything else to add to this interview? We're going to wrap her up here.
We are, and I know Bill has definitely some stuff to say because he spent so much time in Jerseyville way beyond me, but I am really excited to be the person that can provide Buick for the Jerseyville area and all the surrounding areas. We're just excited to have a new clientele that we're well connected with Jerseyville, but I think we're going to see a lot more people than we used to just because Buick is not present any longer. And so we just look forward to taking care of them, and hopefully they can see a side of service that they haven't had before. And we're just really happy for what the future has to hold. I know Bill has so much experience with everyone here. He's excited to see all of his old customers back.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, the other thing is, too, when it comes to it, we just doubled up our size of our collision center. God forbid that you have a collision, you have to come down and see us. But if you do, I mean, we basically doubled the collision center. Mm-hmm. We've got a great service department. And then right now, we got a lot of Buicks on the lot that we need to move. We'd much rather sell them than have to go out and do our lot rodeo every week and move them to where we have to move them.
That's right.
So come on down, please, and take some of them off our hands.
Yeah, 23s need to go. We have $7,000 off, which we haven't had that since pre-COVID. So it's been 4 years since we've ever seen numbers like that. But $7,000 off on new Buicks.
Oh, you're making money. Go out, buy a car, you're going to make money.
Yeah, that's right. We'll pay you to own it.
Well, thanks so much for coming in today, fellas. Really enjoyed it.
All right.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Take care. All right.